Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to us. With me today is Danielle Plume from Front Gate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we've got a lot of great stuff to go over today, whether it's do's and don'ts in mortgage, what's going on with the government shutdown and how that affects your real estate, and a lot of other good things that we're going to be talking about as well. So I think just getting started is the government shutdown that's on everybody's mind and how that affects everything when it comes to real estate. And one thing that I was reading was showing that one out of four real estate transactions is affected by the government shutdown. And that might be because of government agencies that we need to do different things for, or it's as a result of people just having cold feet as a result of the government being shut down, that because of the uncertainty. And there are there is a segment of the population out there that that's how they get. They get afraid of what's going on, and so they just get a little bit of cold feet when it comes down to it. But basically, the bottom line is that there are some real hard things that do exist as a result of the shutdown that do affect real estate. And those are the things that we're going to talk about. So first of all is the IRS. And when you are getting a loan, which I know you can attest to, Chris, is that most of the time, if not all of the time, you need to get the transcripts from the IRS directly to see if the people actually are telling the truth when they give you their tax returns.
Yeah, that's exactly all it really is. We're just making sure the tax returns you gave us match what you actually filed with IRS. Normally a very simple protocol. It usually takes a couple of days to get it, but the government shutdown is affecting it. In fact, for the first couple of weeks, they weren't processing them at all. And now they are solely processing them. They're backlogged. So that's going to cause a delay in lenders, because almost every lender is not going to want to close on your loan until we have that verified. It's usually a major requirement on any given loan.
Absolutely. And then if you're getting a USDA loan, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, which is 100% loan and is popular in a lot of areas that are being developed right now. So a lot of new builds are able to use them because that land hadn't been developed before. Or if you are actually in an agricultural area, and they're not even taking any new applications at this point in time, they're saying don't even send them to us because we're not going to process them at this point in time. So that's kind of obviously got a standstill on it. And then when it comes to Social Security, when another thing that you have to do is you have to verify the Social Security numbers as a lender. Is that correct?
Yeah. Because like people can have like multiple names and things that associate with your Social Security number, and all, just because of things that, you know, common names, things like that. But yeah, we have to send it to directly. There's a form for it that goes directly to Social Security Administration. And so that could cause that too.
Yeah. So right now you're not going to receive responses necessarily from the Social Security Administration. And so you might not be able to obtain income benefit documentation information on a timely matter is another thing that the Social Security Department might not be able to do. But they are saying that obviously the retirement and disability checks, direct deposits are definitely going to be paid. So you don't have to worry about that.
I would tell people, if you want to get your income verification, you can go online and get it at Social Security. So if you're just trying to get that and that's what you need to process your loan, don't go to the office, do it online.
Okay. So that's a great tip. And then the flood insurance was another thing that was a problem at first, but now they're back in action and they're offering policies, as I've seen that a few places.
Correct. Yeah. FEMA is, and I think it's NHIP or whatever, but yeah, they are processing them for us now.
Okay. And then we come to FHA, and that's the Federal Housing Authority, and they're going to continue even with the staff furloughed, but it still does take some time, correct?
On our end, so it's because we're doing everything up front, It's not until the secondary side of things after loans close that so it's more of a delay on what we do after we close on your loan. So you should not see any major delays on our end to close on your FHA loan up front.
Okay. So the big thing is the tax returns. That's the big.
Yes, that's huge. That's because that's one of the most important parts of any file.
Yeah. So if you are getting a loan, or if you're a seller out there and you're thinking, is somebody telling me the truth that this is actually causing a delay, or are they just making excuses? There are some real things that are going on right now. And as you can see from the stuff that I went through, that there are workarounds that are coming together. So like the IRS has started processing those tax return requests again, because they know that they can't hold that up because it's going to cause a major backlog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to obviously affect the economy in ways that they don't want to. And so they have started doing that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Friday at 6 and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining us today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I think that the bottom line is that when you're looking at the government furlough and how it affects you or how it affects real estate, is that there are some things that are kind of speed bumps, but there's not anything that is really like a hard stop.
Yeah, that
is what I would come to.
Exactly. Just you might be a little more patient.
Yeah. So that's what it comes down to, is that you have to go through it, but you don't, you have to be patient about it. And it's a speed bump, but it's not a hard stop. Mm-hmm. So it's not really stopping anything, and it doesn't need to stop anything. However, I was reading one place where actually if you are a government employee and you're not getting a check, then that is something that is definitely going to hold some people back. And I think that that's probably the thing that people are going to have to look at. So long term, as this goes on longer, if it does, and may, then how is that going to affect the people that maybe they had to miss a payment or be a 30-day late or something like that as a result of it? And so then that gets into affecting your credit score and affecting your affordability and all of those things. And so when it comes to the main things that you need to keep current, number one is probably your house.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're going to be late on some of the other bills, it's probably going to be less affecting to your credit score, possibly. I don't know.
Well, it's something I would, there's no way to guarantee this, but
yeah,
what your best case of, or something to do would be to call the, whoever you're making your mortgage payments to. Obviously this is no secret, right? We know what's going on. Explain what's happening, you know, and if you're someone who's, you know, always been on time, they're going to work with you. What they might do is give you a 1 month forbearance or something like that. And they'll just add that on to tack it on to the end of the loan, but where it hopefully won't mark you 30 days later or something like that. Again, there's no way I can guarantee, obviously any servicer will do that for you, but it's worth a call. If you're really in trouble and you're trying to come up with a payment, just give a call and ask, see if they will help you in some shape or way form.
Well, and that is really true, because when we had the hurricane that came through, Irma, I think it was, that came through a year or so ago, there were a lot of people that did that. They just called their mortgage company and told them what the scoop was. And they all worked with them for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to keep your end of the bargain, whatever they tell you that, you know, you need to do in order to make it right as time goes on. But everybody's human out there. Everybody knows what's going on. Like you said, it's no big secret. It's not like you told them that you ran over a pothole and you couldn't pay your mortgage or something like
exactly.
that. So they know definitely that that's what's going on. And so there will be accommodations for that, I'm sure, as time goes on. That are probably 9 times out of 10 they have to do that, because the banks don't want your house back.
No. Mm.
They want you to stay in it, and they want you to keep the loan and do everything that you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
So basically, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 and find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Plume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So we are going to be having an upcoming seminar that's going to be on Saturday, January 26th, and it's going to be at 10:30 from 10:30 to noon at the Fairfield Inn in Ocoee, and the address for that is 10971 West Colonial. So we'd love all of you guys to come out there and go, but the only thing that we request is that you call us and let us know that you're coming so we have room for you. And obviously the space is limited, but I think we'll be able to accommodate everybody who wants to come. So the number to do that is to call 407-566-2555, and there's always somebody that answers that phone. So if you'd like to come, it's a home buying seminar. We've got a lot of things that we're going to be going over. Chris, you're going to be there as well, going over what different lending options and those kinds of things are that out there. If you're a seller and you'd like to come and find out what's going on, that's great too. It's not just for the first-time buyer. It's open to everybody who is looking to make a purchase. And if you're a seller and you're thinking that you might want to move up and you haven't been through the loan process for a while or through the whole process, the market's changed in a little bit and how things go, then feel free to come by. It's just an hour and a half on Saturday, January 26th. It's going to be from 10:30 to noon at the Fairfield Inn in Ocoee. So we'd love to have you there. And again, the number to call is 407-566-2555. So just assuming that you are a first-time buyer, though, there's some things that you should consider in order to purchase your home. And the first thing that you would want to do is that you want to save for a down payment and start saving as early as you can for that. And the tax returns are going to be coming back here pretty soon. And so as a result of that, you might have a big nest egg that you could also use to purchase a home as well. So that's a good thing to know as well and to have. But when you have extra money, it just makes your financing options easier. Mm-hmm. Is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. And that goes with everything, not just buying a house. Yeah. I mean, it helps when you go to Publix and they got an extra couple of BOGOs. I mean, you know, it really works out well.
Yeah. So be a saver is basically what we're saying. So if you do that, then that's a really good thing to do. The next thing to do is to check your credit. And I think that when you're checking your credit, it depends on where you check your credit and what's going on with it. I know a lot of people like to go to Credit Karma. And that is not necessarily accurate because they don't pull everything into play that a mortgage person would, but it's better than nothing. Yeah. It gives you an idea.
They use Credit Karma uses a scoring called Vantage, which is completely different to what auto loans and mortgage companies, we use the old school FICO. Uh-huh. And so it's just a different scoring model, and it's nothing. I mean, it could be close, but that's a crapshoot at that time, right? It's not right. What we're looking at. So our models are definitely a little more geared towards how you're utilizing your credit. So
the best thing to do is actually to call and get in touch with us so that we can actually pull your credit. Well, Chris would pull your credit, not us as realtors, but you as a lender would pull their credit and the right way. And then you're actually able to let them know if there's little things that they can do to improve that score, that they could go ahead and do that. And as a result of doing that, they might save themselves some money on the loan.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Big time.
Because the higher your credit score is, the better your interest rate is, so the lower the payment that you're going to have. So you do want to have a good credit score or the best score that you can have in order to get a loan. The next thing is that you want to do is pause any credit activity. And we always tell people this, but some people, they forget when they're in the process of purchasing a house. You don't want to go out there and make any kind of major purchase while you're in the process of getting a house, because if they're looking at your credit and everything looks good at this point, you just kind of want to freeze it the way that it is and then move on. You don't want to be going and getting a new car, or you don't want to be going and buying the appliances or the furniture for the house or any of those things until your house loan is completely done. And then once that's done, what you do after that point is your prerogative, yep. but you definitely don't want to be doing that during the process.
Put a pin in it.
Because yeah, there have been many people that have done that, and then they've totally goofed the whole thing up and been unable to purchase as a result of doing that. And they might be off like a payment of $5.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you'll be surprised. I mean, one time we had the client that went to Rooms to Go, and you know, they advertise you and get a whole room and you spread it out over like 5 or 6 years. So the payment's like $40.
Yeah.
But it cost her the house because it wasn't the $40 payment. It was the actual debt of the room size, I guess. I think she did two rooms or something, and it just cost her the whole house. So for that, I mean, it's just like you said, wait. I mean, the minute you close, you know, you got your keys, you've paid your funds, then you can drive right down to all the different store shops, you know, and start pricing it then, you know, and then take advantage of it.
Yep.
Because you'll be surprised. I mean, it really could put a wedge in your in your step. So yeah, that's for sure.
I don't think we say it enough on the show that you just call us. You just,
yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Before you do something, just it doesn't hurt to ask real quick.
Yeah, I had one client that was switching cell phone companies, and I was like, well, I don't know if how that affects you, so make sure you call the lender like ASAP. Mm-hmm. You know, thank goodness she asked me first. I mean, it didn't have an effect, but it was, I was like, oh my gosh, I wish everybody else was like you, because she called me like, hey, so I have to get another carrier. My job is switching. And I'm like, oh my gosh, well, don't do anything. Let's call real fast, you know? And she was like, okay, but everybody else is like bought a car and they've done this. They got another credit card. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you're killing me.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. And again, that's 407-566-2555. So the next thing that it's talking about here is determining on how much home you can afford. And that basically comes down to, obviously, Colleen, because when you talk to us, we can tell you what your payment is going to be if you're going to buy this, you know, this amount of a house or get this much of a mortgage based on your credit score and everything else that's going on. And there's a lot of times where people can afford a lot more than what they actually end up getting because they're more conservative. Mm-hmm. But you actually know what it is, and so you have a really good idea of that. And that's not something that you're going to find on the internet that's going to be like, well, this is pretty close or something like that. That's not going to be a good scenario for you. The next one is to look at your down payment options. And there are a lot of options out there from 3% down to 3.5% down, from no down, you know, are out there, 20% down. There's a lot of options, 10% down. You know, there's a lot of options out there for you to look at to see what's the best scenario for you. And so, again, that's getting with the professionals like us so you can make sure that that works out too. Then there might be some state and local assistance programs, and that's for down payment assistance and those kinds of things that do exist out there for certain circumstances. And that sometimes they're a loan, but they do exist out there, and maybe you need them and maybe you don't. But after looking at them, they might be something that you decide that you want or you don't want. So again, you have to look at the big picture. And then you have to budget for closing costs, because there are going to be closing costs. For example, when you buy a house, you have to pay the insurance for the first year. So obviously there's no way to get around that. And then there are state taxes on the mortgage and stuff like that that are unavoidable. So you are going to have some of those expenses. So you just need to know about that. And again, we can give you those documents that tell you exactly what it is, but you just have to know as you're going into it. And then you want to set aside some money after move-in, because obviously, like you talked about, you want to go to Rooms to Go or some other store, buy some furniture, buy blinds. You know, you're going to have to do something. And so that would be another thing that you might want to look at as well. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestate.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, hello.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it to discuss the sale of your home. You can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So we were in the process of going through tips for first-time home buyers and basically and some other things that we didn't talk about yet that are on this list are to make sure that you know the right neighborhood that you want to pick. And I think that that's really important. There's a lot of neighborhoods that you think you might want or that you want to stay within a certain distance, maybe of a school or might be where you work and that kind of thing. But basically, it comes down to knowing where you want to live is very important to make sure that you're getting the right thing when it comes down to it. You want to consider what type of property to buy, and this comes into the loan as well, because if you look at a condo or a townhouse or even a house in a homeowners association, those fees also have to be considered in your monthly payment because they're already outlined and everything, and so you have to know about that when it comes into it. So it's always something to consider. And then researching your mortgage options, which is basically where you come in, Chris, that basically, you know, we've got and you've got more than us, but you've got any gamut of number of properties of types of mortgages that are available.
Correct. Yes.
And that comes down to all of the different ones in regards to how much your closing costs are going to be on this one, how much your monthly payment's going to be on that one. Yep. And it varies by the type of mortgage that you choose. Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense to sit down and go over that so you know exactly what your options are and what's the best way to do it. And then comparing mortgage rates. And that's pretty consistent, though, across the board. They vary not necessarily as much from lender to lender, probably, as they do from type of product to type of product, as well as how your credit score fits in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, if you know, your credit score, how much money you could put down, what kind of product you're going into, those all are huge variables on what the rate is.
And then the next thing that we want you to do if you're a first-time buyer or any buyer is to get a pre-approval letter. And that means that you've actually gone through all of their financial information and verified everything. And so how long does that take actually to get that whole thing done?
Yeah, so if you call me and you know, and if you're ready with your documents already, I could probably get it done that same day. But typically, the average buyer is going to take 2 to 3 days to get the documents to me and for me to look at them and then get them that letter. So I would say the average is probably more like 2 days.
So that's really not too long to really know where you're at. There's the things that are a pre-approval or there's a pre-qualification, and you do pre-approvals.
Yes. Yeah. A pre-qualification, a special case where like you're in front of the house and
you need something today.
You need something right away. No matter what, a pre-qualification is pulling your credit.
Right.
No one should be offering that without that at least. But a pre-approval letter is just so much better. It's like the golden ticket for getting an offer accepted because it says, I have your documents. I've looked at it. We've squashed any issues out, stuff like that. So.
Because the biggest thing that I think happens when people are getting that pre-approval versus pre-qualification is that they're saying from their memory what they think everything is. And obviously, like you said, everything is being pulled credit-wise, but there's a lot of other things that come to play that haven't been looked at yet, and that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of times a misconception between gross and net income and what do we use. You know, can you use overtime or not? Some people are just like, they're like, okay, but you have to use my overtime. And sometimes we just can't. There's certain guidelines we have to follow. So there's just a lot of things to go into. So don't ever think there's a for sure thing that you can count on. Always ask us and be prepared for it.
Right. And another thing that you might want to do is you might want to buy a house for tomorrow. So you need to look at your needs, like not only like this particular second, but where do you expect to be 5 years from now? And so maybe it's that you're going to add a little bit more square footage or yard or something like that that you're going to want to look at as well. You're in most houses, you're going to have to let the little things go. There are just no perfect houses out there. Even the new houses have their little nuances. They usually come with that, I call that bumper to bumper warranty, mm-hmm. that they're going to fix anything that they run into, but it's still not going to be perfect because they've got little things that happen with them.
Get ready to do a little bit of work.
That's right. And hopefully it's a little bit. And you might have to compromise because, you know, unfortunately, we can't get everything that we want. We couldn't when we were children, and we can't do it today either. So you may have to compromise, and you know that. But making a strong offer is probably one of the most important things that you can do, and that's what comes when you've got the pre-qualification and all of those kinds of things. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the other thing that we wanted to talk about right now was maybe the do's and don'ts when it comes to mortgages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one of the very first ones on here is the pre-approval part. So that's, you know, when we just touched base on that, it's so important because we're making sure we're putting you in the best product possible, you know, adjusting the payment to what fits you best. You know, you're thinking, oh, I want this $260,000 house. But then if I tell you, well, hey, that might be a $2,000 payment, you might adjust how much of a house you're looking at.
Right.
So that's all the things that we can do inside that pre-approval letter. So do get pre-approved. The next one is do avoid any credit inquiries. All right. So this kind of goes hand in hand with opening new credit. If you're mm-hmm. trying to buy a house, don't a week before you want to do that, go and try to buy a car and have a bunch of hard inquiries or a credit card. Those can take you from a 640 to a 620 real quick. Just one credit inquiry. So definitely don't do that.
Or try to save that 20% at Kohl's
when you
open a new card. Pay that 20% and just wait.
Trust me, that will be there in 2 weeks from now, right?
Exactly.
Another one is do start a savings plan. And we touched base on this earlier. It's so important to that the more money you have available in your savings, the more power you're going to have or options anyways in buying that house.
Yep.
Keep all your bills paid on time. That should go without saying. And the next one is do keep all your personal documents. And so part of the pre-approval process that we spoke about is getting bank statements, pay stubs, tax returns, which you should be keeping your tax returns for many years anyways. Having your W-2s, these are all important things you can keep ready to go. And that way that will speed up your process.
Absolutely.
Do keep your lender informed at all times with any life changes or anything you want to do. And again, kind of like we spoke about earlier, if there's something you want to do, let me know. You know, I've had people where there's just something life changing, life altering, and either A, it's because it needs to, you know, stop where we're at in our tracks with the house, or we just need to figure something else out to make it work for you.
Right.
So just keep us informed.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like something that causes everything to mm-hmm. just fall apart. Mm-hmm. There's other ways around it, but there's two heads are greater than one, and so when we're all thinking together into how to resolve that problem, then it can be resolved. And it still might be something that you say, no, that's not what I want to do, but at least you've had the option mm-hmm. to consider it.
Exactly. Do go and get some homeowner insurance quotes. That's mm-hmm. that's huge because, you know, what one company might offer and what another one is, a lot of times $1,000 difference per year.
Yes,
so it doesn't hurt to go and get the quotes. Homeowner insurance or quotes are free. So just go get a few. And the last one for the do's is do pay off debt or at least keep it paid down. Okay. So just because I pulled your credit and, you think you're in the clear, you know, this is usually famous around Christmas time. Don't go and spend $600-$800 or whatever it is on stuff.
Yeah.
Keep your things paid down. You never know if we need to pull credit again or there's whatever reason, just don't go rack it up and, pay it all off or whatever.
Yeah, because they do check it again and again. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about the do's and don'ts in regards to when you're getting a loan in real estate. And we got through the do's, but we still have some don'ts. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
And some of these will tie into other things, but these are probably all very, very important things to remember. First one is, do not enter any deferred payment plans. So just because it's deferred, then they'll trick you. Say, oh, you don't have to pay anything for 6 months. When we see it, we still have to ask, okay, what's the payment going to be when they do start?
Yep.
Right.
Right? Because we care about what's called payment shock. We want to make sure that when you do have to start making a payment on some kind of other debt, that you're going to be able to still afford it with your new mortgage payment. So don't let them trick you. If it's deferred, we still have to count it. We still have to get the information on it.
Right. And that's really a big thing because people think that, well, that's not what I'm doing, but you have to look at a loan for a property that you're buying. They're making that loan to you for 30 years. Mm-hmm. So they want to make sure that you can afford it for 30 years. So if you have something coming up a year from now or whatever that you have to start paying, obviously that's going to affect things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that cold 20% that says 6 months deferred, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The other one, and this might shock some people, but do not close any revolving credit cards that you have open. Speak to us about that, right? So sometimes, actually, in more cases than not, you closing a perfectly good credit card could actually cause more harm to your credit scores than good. Typically, the idea is pay it down. We love when you pay it down, but don't close it.
And I think that that's something that a lot of people get confused on and mm-hmm. think that it's better, but if you are able to maintain that credit, that account, knowing that you've got it, even though it doesn't mm-hmm. have any activity, it's that you have the ability and the discipline not to spend mm-hmm. is basically what they're looking mm-hmm. at. And so when it gets closed, then it's like, well, what happened? How come mm-hmm. you closed it and everything?
Closing a perfectly good account could lose you 20, 30 points on your credit score.
Yeah.
So keep them open. And unless you would like have 10 credit cards, okay, then we could talk about minimizing that a bit. So, but in general rule of thumb, don't close them. And then this goes without saying, or should do not finance or charge any new debt or co-sign on any new loans. Okay. If you're in a position where you need to help a friend, family, or whatever it might be, really think about that, because if you co-sign for them and I have to look at it, it could affect your debt to income ratios,
yes.
even though it's not your car or whatever it is, or if you're helping someone through a student stuff, anything.
We've had a lot of people that didn't qualify for that exact reason because they had co-signed mm-hmm. with somebody. Yep. And so it put their debt to income mm-hmm. ratio to a point where it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's heart wrenching for that person because they were just trying to do something good for a friend or a family member. Mm-hmm. And it was something that friend or family member really needed, but it affected them very negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough to do that. So then they have to see if that friend or family member can get that refinanced.
Yes.
And then that takes time and get their name off of it. Mm-hmm. So it just causes a lot more problems than it needs to. So if you are planning on doing something, again, the best thing to do is to just ask.
Just ask. Yeah. Make sure you can, a lot of times, more than likely, maybe you could afford that payment on your credit or whatever it might be. But it's a good thing to be prepared for and ask us about it.
Right.
The other do not do is to inquire what's called NSFs, or non-sufficient funds, or what's typically famous on your bank statement is an overdraft. So look, I mean, I get like everybody. So a lot of like me myself, most of my extra money goes to my savings account, right? That way I'm getting a little bit of interest I can on it. I am getting it. And so, but if your checking account hits you all of a sudden you got gas and you just didn't think, oh, I didn't have the extra $40. Well, then that's called an NSF or an overdraft, and we have to ask about that. It more what lenders will say or might ask you is, are you poor at managing money? Is what they're
right.
More
that's what they're trying to figure out.
So if you have one in a 30-day or 60-day time period, we'll talk about it and we usually get around it. But if you got someone who consistently every single month has one or two, then we start to think, okay, is this person or individual poor at managing money? And that might be a concern of a lender.
Absolutely. So there are just little things that you can do. And so maybe you have to wait when they're asking for how many months bank statements do you ask for? Three usually?
Typically two. And lately now anymore, just one, but at minimal two usually.
Yeah. So maybe you have to go 2 months without doing that. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to make a difference in order to get everything going. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call us at 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So any other don'ts that we have, or we...
The last one's the biggest one, I think. I feel like don't change jobs, don't quit, don't go. Oh, yeah. You know, I've had people who, you know, they were a car mechanic for a dealership for 20 years. They're an expert at it, and they're probably amazing at it. And then they decide, you know, I'm going to go open up my own shop. And you're probably going to do very good with it, but now you've just caused a two-year wait period before you can finance anything.
Yeah.
So just think about it first. Ask us, you know, can I do this? But just don't leave your job.
Yeah. And I've seen where you can go to the same industry and do the same job and still be a W-2 person and everything's okay. But again, that comes down to asking. Mm-hmm. And so if it's going to be like another 30 days before you quit and start and do that, then it might be worth it to get into your house and get that all situated and then go ahead and do something else.
Yep. And then that's not like being promoted. That's not an issue. Right. But yeah, if you want to go from, let's say, like one company to another and it's literally the same exact position, that's okay. That's great for you and happy for you. But now you're gonna have to wait 30 days because every lender needs at least 30 days worth of pay stubs.
Yeah. So there's different little things that you might caused damage to yourself that you really didn't mean to cause damage to yourself. And they could be delayed a few weeks or a couple of months or something like that. And it would make all the difference in the world to you in regards to what your plans are and what you want to accomplish. But I think that the bottom line that it comes down to is to just ask. That's what it comes down to in everything. It doesn't matter what you're going to do because all of these little things that happen affect us in one way or another in the financial realm or whatever, in not necessarily even how you feel it on the outside, but what it looks like on the inside on your credit reports and those kinds of things. So it's really important to make sure that you do everything that you can to make sure that you get the best advantage that you possibly can going into purchasing a property. And so as a result of that, you want to make sure that you've got everything done that you possibly could do to make sure that that's going to go as smooth as possible and you're going to come out with the best outcome. And that's what we always think is to plan, and it's January. And so we think the best thing to do is to just sit down with us and make your plans. If you're planning on moving by the beginning of the next school year in August or something, it's not too early to sit down with us to plan, to figure out what you want to do. And that's what we like to do because we like people to get the best deal. All of us do. We're not trying to get your payment higher or just push you into a house or my lease is up in August and I've got to move then. Okay, well, you could really plan now and actually make the best decision. And even, like I said, if you haven't been through this process in a while, it's probably a good thing for you to do that again as well. To sit down to know what's different about what you did before. When you purchased your first house, maybe you did it with a low amount down and you are a first-time buyer, and you might need a little bit more down when you're buying a second property. So you just need to know that. So just sitting down and looking at it and figuring out what the scoop is great. And so again, I just want to remind you that if you do want to attend our first-time home buyers seminar, that's going to be January 26th, call us at 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.